Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone is candidate for Ward 1, Laura Fairbanks. How's it going today, Laura?
It's going good. How about you?
Just fine, thanks. So, I would like to start the interview by asking a little bit about your background, such as how long you've been in Bemidji, various roles or jobs in the community you've had, other campaigns you may have run, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hi. My name is Laura Fairbanks. I am an enrolled member of the Red Lake Nation. I am from the community of Panema, and I've been a resident in Bemidji for 10 years this coming August, and I left home to find a home because there is no resources for housing. There are housing, but I just needed a home like right then and there, and so Bemidji offered that, so I moved and haven't returned home since. I plan on obtaining my education and going down the road this political journey through the experiences and gaining a little bit more knowledge along the way. So I'm just here to be part of a little bit more of the leadership roles is what I'm going into.
All right. And what specifically made you want to run for council this go around?
Well, I've just been politically active throughout the years, just recently, just this year. I'm also a delegate for the DFL. So that was my very first time was going to caucus, and it was interesting. So from there on, I just wanted to do more and participate.
All right, great. So next I'm going to start asking about specific city issues, such as this one. Half of the city is non-taxable land and property, so a significant burden to operate the city falls on the remaining city property taxpayers. What solutions do you think would solve this problem, and do you support a hospitality or sales tax to relieve some of that burden, especially for the costs of the Sanford Event Center?
Well, one of the main things is that I'm looking forward to is good communication from everyone involved. So I would just like to get on board with the individuals that are in this route. So it would be important to me just to get on board and get more information just to see where this is all going.
All right. And my next question is related to the Highway 197 main drag over there. Where Bemidji Avenue kind of splits off and heads west again. MnDOT plans to work on that stretch of highway in 2024, and the plan for multiple roundabouts was scrapped. What should happen there, do you think, to improve safety?
Probably more crosswalks, more stoplights, probably.
Yeah, I think one of the big concerns MnDOT had with that corridor is the middle turning lane all the way mm-hmm. across. And there's been some proposals on a concrete median for sections of that corridor, but that may limit left turns, which are happening all over the place on that corridor, and that's a big problem. What do you think about the left turn issue?
The left turn issue, well, I'm sure I probably need to do a little more research on that. I'm sure if it's a problem and it's an issue, it needs to be worked, updated, I suppose, rerouting.
Yeah, it's been a while since the MnDOT has looked at that stretch of highway, but we can move on. The city's water system needs an expensive fix, and without legislative bonding dollars or a sales tax, that burden will likely fall to the utility ratepayers. What are your thoughts on the project to remove PFAS from the city's drinking water and possible funding solutions?
Well, I'm sure there's other ways and means of to find funding to get this project going. Like I said, it's just great communication and more research, furthermore the research of more information in regards to this matter.
All right, so
I would just like to specifically speak to the individuals involved in all of these issues and these concerns.
Right.
And then I can, you know, we'll definitely go from there.
Yeah. Okay, and now I'll move over to some recent events in the city and the state have highlighted the issues of racism and distrust of the government. What would you do as a council member to improve race relations and trust?
Communication. Like I said before, I am part of the group We the People. So being part of the group, that is one of the issues, too, is how we are treated. That can be changed with training awareness and just getting more people involved.
All right, and my final question is on COVID-19. While many businesses are beginning to reopen to closer to normal capacity, what do you think the city council's role should be in public health emergencies?
Can you be more specific, like in regards to the public health emergencies? Are you talking about overall health?
Well, in the event a pandemic happens again, I know that there is some speculation that a second wave may hit this fall. Just what are your thoughts on, like, what the city council's role should be? Like, the council did take some actions on the COVID crisis. What did you like about it, and what would you have done differently?
Well, how we are doing this right now, social distancing, that's a plus. But I'm pretty sure that everyone everywhere is prepared for a second wave or possibly third wave. Who knows? But I think everyone's prepared and expected to bring their brainstorming together when the second wave happens. I'm positive everyone's prepared for that.
All right, Laura, is there any other issue that I may not have touched on that you would like to add before we wrap up this interview?
No, I think we're good. It's just that I was looking forward to getting in touch with everyone involved in each and every one of these issues.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Laura Fairbanks for Ward 1.